Älskar du den här podden? Stötta den genom IKAs nya supporterfunktion. Det är helt upp till dig hur mycket du vill bidra med och det finns ingen bindningstid. Klicka på länken i poddbeskrivningen för att visa din uppskattning och stötta podden.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hej och välkomna tillbaka till Crime-podden. Innan avsnittet börjar vill jag bara meddela att innehållet i följande avsnitt är baserat på information från nätet och vissa detaljer kan vara annorlunda och obekräftade. Jag vill även passa på att varna känsliga lyssnare för våldsamt och grafiskt innehåll. Välkommen till Crime-podden med mig, Jane Doe. Hej och välkomna tillbaka till ett nytt 911-samtalsavsnitt. Dagens avsnitt kommer handla om kidnappningar, så att jag tycker inte att vi slösar någon tid utan vi kör igång direkt. Detta är 911-samtal, del 9.
Help me, I'm Amanda Berry.
She's got a taser. Please hurry.
I've been kidnapped and I've been missing for 10 years and I'm here, I'm free now.
So good. Please, he's gonna jump in front of the car and stop crying. Stop!
Wait, hurry up! He's killing my girlfriend! He ripped her face off!
Stop! Stop! Stop!
She's dead!
Stop, Ryan! You're gonna get hurt, please!
Oh shit, I woke him up.
I just watched her get kidnapped from in front of my house.
Det första samtalet ägde rum den 13 augusti 2021 i Atlanta. Klockan 5 på morgonen slutade den då 27-årige Mariam Abdul-Rab sitt skift som bartender på Reverie VR Bar. Hon körde hem till sin sambo Jerry Antoine, en lokal rappare, som vid tillfället kollade på en skräckfilm i väntan på att hans flickvän skulle komma hem. När Mariam klev ur sin bil och skulle bege sig in i huset dök plötsligt en okänd man upp vid parkeringen och under pistolhot tvingade in Mariam i sin bil. Det var då som Jerry tog upp telefonen och ringde larmcentralen.
Hello, hey, I'm at 501 Borough Street and somebody just, my girlfriend just got out of a car and somebody just came and just kidnapped her and just left.
Did they kidnap her and left?
There's somebody just left with my girlfriend.
Where are you looking?
Oh my. I'm at 501 Burroughs. 501 Burroughs Street.
Stuffy?
Yeah. They just left. He was in like a Ford Escort looking type of car.
What kind of car was he in? He said a Ford Escort. What color?
It was like a Jeep car. Like a Jeep.
So what? How did she? Was she snatched? Was she?
Bro, she just pulled up, and then I heard somebody here earlier. Bro. Oh my God! My car is blocked in. What the? Oh my God. Bro.
Okay, sir.
Bro.
Sir, I need you to stay with me for a second.
Bro, what the?
Sir, can you hear me? Or are you?
Oh my God, bro! I just watched her get kidnapped from in front of my house. What the? Oh my God!
Was she forced into the car? Did she get in the car, or did she walk in?
Yes, I watched it all. I watched everything. He had a gun to her. I watched everything.
It was a black
I watched issue. Everything.
Hold on, Jerry. Hold on.
He had on a security shirt. Oh, my God.
Jerry, I need you to listen to me very carefully. I need you to calm down as best you can. And I have a series of questions that I need to ask you. That I need you to answer.
Yes.
Okay? I need you to answer them to the best of your ability. You understand me?
Yeah.
All right. You said that you saw your girlfriend get kidnapped by the driver of a black SUV-style vehicle. Is that correct?
Yes. It looked like a Ford Escape kind of car, like a small SUV, because she just called me 5 minutes ago, and she said, well, I'm about to be here, and I heard her car pull up.
Hold on, Jerry.
And I hear a commotion outside.
Hold on, Jerry. Hold on, Jerry. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. So, she had a gun pointed to her?
Yes, I watched it all through my window in my front yard. He had a gun to her, and he forced her into a car. He had on a security shirt. What the f***?
All right, Jay. Where are you located? Are you in an apartment complex?
No, it's 501 Burrow Street, Southeast.
So this is a house.
It's a house.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
All right.
So and I have her location in my phone. I'm gonna check it. Like periodically, I can check it.
So you're tracking her location from your phone. Is that correct?
I'm loading it up right now. I don't know if she dropped it or not. I think it's in her car. I think she dropped it.
All right, Jerry, well, we'll get a unit out there to you shortly, okay? We'll get a unit out there to you shortly, okay, Jerry?
Man, what the?
All right, Jerry, we'll get a unit out there to you soon as we can, okay?
Oh, my.
I am actually at the corner of Lakewood Avenue Southeast and Terrace Way Southeast. I am walking in my neighborhood.
Lakewood Avenue Southeast and Terrace Way Southeast. You need police, fire, or an ambulance?
I think I may need both police and ambulance. I'm walking by. I see a woman face down near an abandoned home.
Let me get you connected with EMS. Hold for one moment, so don't hang up.
Oh, Lord. Hello?
EMS, what's the address of your emergency?
Atlanta Water Transfer. Call advised Lakewood Avenue Southeast and Terrace Way Southeast.
It's like an abandoned home at the corner. I don't know the exact address of it, but when you turn on to Terrace off of Lakewood Avenue on the right side, if you're coming from, I guess, the interstate, it's near like an Exxon gas station, and it's right across the street from, I think, the Boys and Girls Club.
Okay, you said the house is across the street from the Boys and Girls Club, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. It's abandoned, it's boarded up.
What's the phone number you're calling from, sir?
It is a cell phone.
Okay, what's the phone? What's your name? Tell me exactly what happened.
I'm walking my dog in the neighborhood. I actually live not too far from here off of Olive Street. And, Lord Jesus, I see a Caucasian woman face down near a mailbox. She is not moving. She has on black pants, some white checkered tennis shoes, white tube socks, and what appears to be like a gray tank top.
Okay, and are you with the patient now?
I'm near her. I have not touched her.
Okay, and how old is she?
I don't know. She might be like a teenager or early 20s. I can't, her face is obscured by, like, weeds, and that's what makes me think she's deceased.
Okay, is she awake?
No, not awake at all. I think
is she breathing?
I have not gotten that close to know.
Okay. Atlanta, I'm 924. Can we go ahead and start fire and PD?
For Nate Tano?
Yes.
Okay, I'm 7906.
Okay, sir. Okay, hold for 1 second.
He does not appear to be breathing, though. I do not see any chest going up and down or even the back.
Okay, did you ever hear her talk or cry?
I did not.
Okay, hold for 1 second.
Oh, Jesus.
Hold for 1 second, sir.
Okay.
And can you direct the emergency crew to her?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sending the paramedics to help you now. Stay on the line and I'll tell you exactly what to
dead.
Do next.
Oh, my gosh. I see blood around her upper body and arms.
Okay, sir. Reassure her. Okay. Hold for 1 second. Is she breathing, sir?
No. Not that I can tell.
Hold for 1 second.
Lord, this is somebody's baby.
Okay, and please tell me, why does she look dead?
She is face down. Her face, her nostrils and mouth are directly into the ground.
Okay.
I don't believe she'll be able to receive oxygen.
Okay.
There appears to be dried blood of the, around her upper back and her neck and a side of her arm.
Okay.
Her arms are like underneath her
help?
Body. Excuse me?
Do you think she is beyond any help?
I do.
Okay. All right, sir. I'm sending someone to assist you. Please leave everything as you found it. Is there anything else we can do for you?
No.
All right, sir. Help is on the way, okay? Thank you so much.
All right, I'm
going to
be at the corner. I'll stand, and you have my number. You can call me back if you need updates or anything, but I'll wait.
Maryams kropp hittades 4 timmar senare, cirka 2 kilometer bort från sitt hem, avliden till följd av ett flertal skott. Redan samma dag greps en person av intresse som senare åtalades för mord, kidnappning och andra anklagelser. Den misstänkte identifierades som 27-årige DeMarcus Brinkley. Han sitter idag fängslad i Fulton County-fängelset, anklagad för kidnappning, mord, falskt fängslande, grov misshandel med ett dödligt vapen och innehav av skjutvapen av en dömd brottsling.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Help me.
Nästa samtal behöver lite bakgrundshistoria för att förstå vad som hände Kevin Bacon på juldagen år 2019. Två månader tidigare, i oktober, får larmcentralen in ett samtal från en man i 40-årsåldern. Mannen vars identitet inte avslöjats ringde efter hjälp efter att ha rymt från 50-årige Mark David Lutanskis hem i Detroit, Michigan. Mannen ska ha varit på dejt hemma hos Mark, men dejten slutade i en absolut mardröm. Vi lyssnar på samtalet.
I'm here in Detroit. I'm from New York. And I met this guy at the bus station who offered me a ride. And I'm not even sure where I am. But I broke out of this fucking basement and I need a ride.
Okay.
I'm in trouble. I can't even find my way back to his place if I wanted to. I don't know if you can take me a signal. I'm from New York. I'm walking down the street with a picture of my sweetheart. I need help.
Okay, I'm going to get you help. Are you walking down the street right now?
Yes, ma'am, I am. I'm passing a barn. It's all beautiful here. I can't believe it. I don't know where I am. I don't know. Like, I never ever had anything like this happen. I don't know whether he drugged me. I don't know. I woke up in a fucking basement, okay? Chained in a basement with a leather thing around my ankle, and I cut it with the butcher knife that I have in my freaking hand. Excuse my French.
Okay. Do you have anything on you right now?
I have my phone. I'm sorry, what?
Are you carrying anything?
A butcher knife. Until I see a police officer. When I see a police officer, I will throw it. Until then, I don't trust that he's not walking up because I got lost, and I don't even know if I'm headed towards his house or not. That's why I'm dialing 911. I'm lost. So I don't even know if I'm headed back towards his house.
He just woke up in a basement and was chained to something, so he cut the chain off. He's walking.
I cut the leather strap that had the chain.
He's not sure where he's at.
I just want to get out of here, and I want to go home. I don't even care about the legal case I was here for. I'm sorry, I can't help them. I want to go home.
Okay, all right. And listen, I've got help on the way. What were you here for?
I'm a volunteer court advocate. I came here to help in the CSE meeting. And I was supposed to be meeting them at the bus station. I met this guy. I'm bi. He was cute. He hit on me. I don't know. We went out to the car. We dropped. We went to the store. I had a soda. I woke up in the basement.
Okay.
He obviously drugged me.
Okay. When I get a trooper close to you, I'm going to need you to put that butcher knife down, though.
Oh, that's not an issue, sweetie. We're both flying into the woods.
Okay.
Your officer is in no danger. I've been a public
You don't need to throw it in the woods, but I just don't want it on you. Is there anything else on you at all?
Just, I don't even know if I have my cigarettes.
Okay. You don't have a bag or anything else?
No, I don't have my bag, honestly.
Okay.
I'm very fortunate that my wallet was in my hoodie. I meet this guy in here, and he seemed like a nice guy. He points outside like he wanted to talk. I got outside. He goes, oh, no, I just started shooting a bus. He was cute. I'm from New York, and I've never had this happen.
Are you injured at all? Are you saying that you need any attention?
No, I'm not injured.
Okay.
I only know for myself. I'm in a panic right now. Chair is only as good as the weakest link, honey. He had a leather strap to a metal chain. He's an idiot.
Okay, where I'm showing you, the trooper is a little bit away, but when he gets closer, I'm going to need you to put that knife down.
Yeah, that's no problem, man. I have nothing but respect for the police officers. I've never had a problem with police.
Just advising. He has a knife in his hand. He used to cut that leather off. He's going to put it down when he sees you approaching.
Because I don't know if I'm working towards him, and if he comes walking out, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I don't want to be alarmed.
Okay.
Because I don't know. I was definitely. I can't. It's surreal right now. When this settles in, I'm probably not going to be able to function. This is like shit from a movie. I ran down driveways. I ran all over so much that I'm fucking lost. I was making sure I wasn't being followed. I don't know whether he's got dogs. I don't know. I don't remember going to his house.
Okay.
I don't want an incident report. I just really need a ride.
So if
Thank you
see him approaching, I need you to put that in the...
Okay, I don't see any lights at all.
Okay,
I'm starting to see lights coming up behind me. They're ways away, though.
Okay.
I will sit this on the guardrail as soon as I can tell nobody's walking behind me. This is the second vehicle I'm seeing tonight.
Okay.
And I'm hoping this is a cop, because if it's not, I'm going to be really scared. I'm flagging down whoever this is. So if this is the maniac, you're going to hear some crazy shit. I don't know. I think this is a cop because that looks like an extra bright light, so I am now putting this down.
Okay.
I am unarmed. It is on the guardrail. I am not armed.
He's putting that knife on the guardrail.
I am not armed.
Okay, I see.
Okay.
It's over here.
He sees you. He sees you.
Okay. I just want him to know I'm not armed.
He knows.
I'm not armed.
He knows.
Yes, sir, I am. I'm not armed. I'm just really happy to see you. No, sir, you do whatever you have to do. You're the police.
Stand in front of my car.
Whatever you need, sir. Okay, I'm going to hang up on you, okay?
Yep, he'll take good care of you.
Den 40-årige mannen vägrade att anmäla Mark och ska till och med ha återvänt hem till Mark. En månad senare ringde en oidentifierad 29-årig man in till larmcentralen för att rapportera liknande händelser som den 40-årige mannen utsattes för.
Sherlock County 911.
I'm get away from some creepy guy. You haven't tried to be in the basement?
I'm sorry, what's that?
I'm trying to escape from some guy who had me chained up in his basement.
He had you chained in his basement? Where are you calling from?
I don't know. I don't know this road.
Are you on?
From here.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Looks like you're on Tyrell Road.
It could be.
Are you walking?
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second.
I don't even have shoes on.
3562.
I don't know if I should try to go to someone's house. I don't know where I'm at.
I'm trying to put out a call. 62, okay. You can start off for Tyrell. Just east of Morris Road, had a subject that was chained up in someone's basement, just fled the residence. He got on foot.
Is he after me?
Hey, I need you to go somewhere safe. If you can run up to somebody's house. Where are you at right now? Are you getting able to get away?
Help me.
6-2, he's running towards the house. The guy's trying to come after him. I'm
help
trying
me,
to get further.
Here.
Okay, I need an address where you're at. I'm trying to get it.
What's your address? I'm on the phone with the cops right now.
431. What's their address? I need their address.
He won't give me the address.
Are you outside or inside somebody's house?
I'm trying to find someone to help me.
Are you in the road? I have some state troopers that aren't very far away.
I don't know where.
Are you in the
yeah.
Where are you at right now?
I'm on a white house across from like a barn.
Okay, are you close to the road? Can you see an address on the mailbox?
Yeah. I'm too far away from the mailbox.
I'm sorry?
I'm too far away from me.
Can you see a mailbox? Are you on the road?
Yeah, I'm on the road now.
6-2 and 12, he's running down the road. He's trying to get an address or a mailbox or something for him.
Kind of 910W.
910?
Yeah.
I think he's in front of 910 West Tyrell. He's at 910 Tyrell. Whoever you're talking to?
Was not even a mile down the road going, I don't know what way. I see the trooper.
Okay.
I see both of them. I see the trooper right there. He just, yeah, trooper is right here.
Okay, go ahead and talk to them, and you're going to have to point out where the house is at that you're in, okay?
Okay.
All right. Go ahead and talk to the troopers there.
Okay, so right. Hang up.
Yep, you can hang up with me.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Den 29-årige mannen sökte skydd hos Marks granne, Michael Parks. I en intervju berättar han om när han fick syn på den 29-årige mannen.
I hear a pounding at my door at 4 in the afternoon. And I jump up, my dogs are barking like you probably hear, and this kid has his face covered with a rag and a phone to his ear, and he's like, help me, he's after me, just scared to death out of his mind. A gentleman pulls up in my driveway in a silver SUV, and he gets out, and he's wearing the same getup this guy's wearing, which is a leather skirt and a couple of belts crossing her body, no shoes on, no shirt on, it's 40 degrees, grabs my arm and clutches behind me, keep him away from me, just scared out of his mind.
På juldagen 2019 skulle 25-åriga Kevin Bacon på julfrukost hos sin familj, men dök aldrig upp. En vän till Kevin berättade för polisen att Kevin kvällen innan skulle träffa en man från datingappen Grindr. Denna man visade sig senare vara Mark David Lutansky. Några dagar senare sökte polisen igenom Marks hem och hittade Kevins tillhörigheter och hans kropp. Kevins kropp hittades naken, hängandes upp och ner från taket. Mark erkände senare för polisen att han knivhögg Kevin, skar upp hans hals och senare hängde honom med ett rep från taket. Mark sa också att han skar av en del av Kevins könsorgan och åt upp det. Mark David Lutansky dömdes till första graden av mord till livstidsfängelse utan möjlighet till frigivning. Det tredje samtalet ägde rum den 5 november 2021 när en ung flicka kidnappades från sitt hem i North Carolina av en äldre okänd man. Mannen körde på en motorväg i Kentucky när en förbipasserande bil märkte något uppseendeväckande. Flickan gjorde en handgest som hon hade lärt sig från TikTok. Man håller upp handen, viker in tummen och stänger handen. Detta fick den förbipasserande bilen att reagera och mannen i bilen ringde då larmcentralen. Innan vi drar igång så vill jag bara meddela att kommande samtal är ganska otydligt och man har lite svårt att höra vad det är de säger för någonting. Så att jag har gjort det bästa i redigering jag kan göra, men blir det för jobbigt att lyssna så kan ni alltid spola till tidsstämpeln i beskrivningen. Men nu lyssnar vi på samtalet.
Hello? Yeah, I've been following the Toyota Corolla from Madison County. We just drove to Laurel County past 8:49. This female in the passenger side, brunette, motioning for help, call 911. I've been on the phone with Madison County and the Rock County. I'm still following my series on our head. We're in the rough condition.
South 35.
What
color
is it? It's a silver Toyota Corolla.
Silver? Ohio, what? And there's, how many, is it a female?
Female, passenger, male driver.
I'm sorry, what, your modulation on your phone is very low. If you could speak up just a little bit, that would help. Did you ride you past the mile marker? Okay.
Going under a 50 pass for US 25.
actually two of those, so I think this is the first one. So if you could just keep me notified on the monitor, because if you pass them, that would help me tremendously, okay? I've got you in two areas and I'm waiting on you ahead of you, all right? What kind of vehicle are you in?
I'm in a black four-door Chevrolet pickup.
A black Chevy four-door pickup?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you
41 in
okay. Are you right directly behind the vehicle?
I've got two cars back.
I'm on
okay.
43. Okay. All right. They're going to even set you there in about 2 miles, okay?
Okay. I might be able to make the second one today.
Okay. They're going to intercept you before the first one.
Okay, good deal.
Pass the phone down.
Okay.
So then when you get to the 42.
Excuse me?
Let me know the next mile marker.
Okay, we're taking that way home. That was not made to 41 yet.
Okay. Where are you at now?
I'm still up to exit 41. We're slowing down for traffic.
You're coming up to exit 41?
We're coming up to exit 41.
Alright, just keep me updated, okay? Are you going
to... Yeah, that's all
right.
I've got a deputy says they've got eyes on you, so...
Okay. I see him across the road there.
Okay.
They're right there in front of me. Oh, I'll wait.
Yeah, they're gonna wait for him to turn, okay?
Okay. Good deal. Okay. Yeah, get him up to 4 here and get my own
can you tell me the tag on the vehicle, sir?
What is your name?
David Ivan.
I'm sorry?
David Ivan.
David Ivan. And just a second, sir. I'm getting help on the way. Will you watch for a mile marker and let me know when you pass one, please? Okay, sir. I'm sorry. What? Your modulation on your phone is very low. If you could speak up just a little bit, that would help. Did you ride you past the mile marker? Okay. Okay, there's actually two of those, so. Alright, sir, if you could just keep me notified on the mile markers as you pass them, that would help me tremendously, okay? I've got you to the area that are waiting on you ahead of you, alright? What kind of vehicle are you in?
I'm in a black four-door Chevrolet pickup.
A black Chevy four-door pickup?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you
41 in the second underpass?
Okay. Are you right directly behind the vehicle?
I've got two cars back.
I'm on okay.
23.
Okay. They're
going to
intercept you there in about 2 miles, okay?
Okay, I'm not going to make the second one.
Okay, they're going to intercept you before the first one.
Okay, good deal. Pass the phone down a little bit. You can pass the 38, clearly. Okay.
But then when you get to the 42.
Excuse me.
Let me know the next mile marker. Okay. Where are you at now?
I'm still up to exit 41, but slow down for traffic.
You're coming up to exit 41?
We're coming up to exit 41.
Alright, just keep me updated, okay? Are you going to...
Yeah, that's all
right. I've got a deputy says they've got eyes on you, so...
Okay. I'll see them across the road there.
Okay.
They're right there in front of me, a while away.
Yeah, they're gonna wait for him to turn, okay?
Okay, good deal.
Okay,
yeah, if you look at the full carrier, you can you
tell me the tag on the vehicle, sir?
Sir, John David Michael 5191, Ohio.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
You still see the officers there? They're going to try to get behind it, so when they pull out, just kind of give them some space, okay?
Yeah, I'll leave him get up.
Mr. Isaacs, from the line of change, they're gonna try again, okay?
Yes, sir, I'll leave him around.
Kidnapparen identifierades så småningom som James Herbert Brake. Han hade kidnappat flickan i North Carolina och senare kört till sin familj i Ohio. James familj reagerade på flickans ålder när han sa att de två var i ett förhållande. Familjen fick senare reda på att flickan var anmäld som försvunnen och när de skulle konfrontera James stack han iväg med flickan och körde vidare. Väl i Kentucky lyckades flickan fånga en förbipasserandes uppmärksamhet. Under ett polisförhör ska flickan ha skakat av rädsla och sagt att James har hotat att döda hennes hund och sig själv framför henne om flickan försökte fly. James Herbert Brake dömdes till första graden av olagligt fängslande, en dom som James tidigare fått samt innehav av sexuellt material av minderåriga. Det sista samtalet skedde den 27 november 2017 när treårige Mariah Woods försvann i sitt hem under natten när hennes mammas pojkvän Adolphus Earl Kimry II lämnade huset en kort period den kvällen. När han senare kom tillbaka och upptäckte att Mariah var borta ringde han larmcentralen.
Yes ma'am, I'm at 2405. Dustin Gavin Road, Lot 7.
Could you repeat the address for verification, sir?
2405, Lot 7. Dustin Gavin Road.
And tell me exactly what happened.
A few years ago, nowhere to be found. We had looked everywhere in our house, and out in our yard, and our little girl, she's missing.
Okay, how old is she, sir?
She's 3 years old.
Okay, so let me get some information from you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so when was the last time you seen her?
We went to bed last night. Everyone went to bed at the same time.
And what time is that, sir?
Maybe 8 o'clock, 8:30.
All right, let's get this information in the system. And you looked in the bedroom, under the bed, and everywhere, sir? Not able to?
The room's closets, under, and everywhere. We did have 2 or 3 times.
Okay.
You're in the yard. It's not like her to go outside at all. Not in the middle of the night or in the morning by herself.
Yes, sir. Now, does she have a physical, medical, or mental condition we need to be aware of?
She has muscular dystrophy. She's faulty. She has done a lot of it. And otherwise, she's perfectly able.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I need to get a description. What race is she?
She's white, blonde hair. About 3 feet tall.
Do you know how much she weighs?
About 30 pounds.
Okay, does she have any characteristics on her face, like scars or birthmarks, anything?
Blue eyes. She's in her pajamas.
Okay. And what kind of PJs did you put her in, sir? What color? Do you remember?
They were pink.
Okay, and her name?
Her name is Mariah.
Mariah?
Woods.
Last name Woods?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so, and who was the last person that you've seen her with?
The last part, me and my girlfriend put her to bed right when we came in. We came in from a trip last night, and everybody went to bed at like 8:30 or 8, around that time.
Okay.
I can't say for sure, because we usually go to bed at 7:30, but we're coming home from vacation.
Okay. And do you know anywhere that she might go at all, or neighbors or anywhere?
No, we don't. We haven't been living here long. We don't have any neighbors that are
friendly.
Okay. Has she been missing before, sir?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you see any personal items taken, like a blanket or a teddy bear that she might have?
My girlfriend said that it was almost as if she'd laying in the floor. And
then, what's on the floor?
She said that it was almost as if she
laying. So you're fading out, sir.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Now, what were you saying?
She said that the pajamas she put her to bed in are laying beside her bed.
Okay. So she's not in the pink pajamas?
They're pink footy pajamas. I can't recall exactly what she went to bed in because I didn't dress her.
Okay. And you said they're on the floor?
Yes, sir, on the floor in her room.
And does she have any kind of trackable device with her, sir, like a tablet or anything that we can track GPS?
No.
And who has legal custody, sir?
Her mother, Christy Woods.
Is that with a K or a C?
With a K.
Okay. Now, was there any letters or anything left behind? Do you think anyone...
No, nothing. It's just...
Okay, and may I have your name, sir?
My name is Adolphus Stewart.
I'm sorry, you said your first name is... You're fading out again, sir. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Hey. You said your name is...
Adolphus Kimry.
Kimry?
Yes, K-I-M-R-E-Y.
And last name?
K-I-M-R-E-Y.
Okay, first name?
Adolphus, A-D-O-L-P-H-U-S.
Okay. Now, just try to find a recent photo of her, sir. Make any lists of friends or addresses, phone numbers that you feel that she may go to or anyone that she knows in the area, sir, that she's familiar with. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Just try to locate her and have someone stay at home just in case she does return. If she is located, sir, give us a call back immediately, okay?
Okay.
We'll get it off the dispatch as soon as possible, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Polisen misstänkte rätt snabbt att Mariah blivit bortförd från sitt hem än att hon själv skulle lämnat hemmet självmant. Mariah, som led av muskeldysfori, bar inte ett par medicinska skor som var utformade för att hon skulle kunna gå ordentligt när hon försvann från hemmet. Några dagar senare, den 2 december, gjorde man ett tragiskt fynd. Vid Holly Shelter Creek fann man Mariahs avlidna kropp. Inlindad i 3 vita plastpåsar, sedan stoppad inuti en rutig soffkuddsöverdrag tillsammans med cement och stenar. Mariah hade fått traumatiska skador i ansiktet och huvudet, inklusive skrubbsår över vänster övre ögonlock, över näsan och under hakan. Dödsorsaken angav som kloroformförgiftning. Polisen riktade snabbt sina misstankar mot Adolphus. Han greps och åtalades för första graden av mord på Mariah Woods. Adolphus Earl Kimry II erkände sig skyldig till första gradens mord och grov barnmisshandel som en del av en åklagaruppgörelse. Han dömdes senare till livstidsfängelse utan möjlighet till frigivning. Och det här var allt för dagens avsnitt. Jag hoppas att ni tyckte att det var intressant. Jag ska börja ta tag i era fall som ni önskat och skickat in. Och nästa vecka blir det ett sådant. Så vill du tipsa mig om fall kan du göra det genom att mejla mig på crimepodden@gmail.com. Tack så mycket för era fina ord för att ni är så gulliga och så söta som lyssnar. Tusen tack, vi hörs snart igen. Detta var 911-samtal, del 9. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.